Hello, I'm Jonathan Arbrough, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I've travelled to all 7 continents of the world. I've crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. My next ticket takes us to the world-famous Trans-Siberian Express, which started in St. Petersburg as it's the home of the Hermitage Museum, a place where I've always dreamed of visiting. There are over 900,000 exhibits on display. That means that if we spent 1 minute in front of every exhibit, it would take over 10 years just to go around the Hermitage Museum. Sadly, I only had a day. The most amazing thing happened when the director of the Hermitage Museum saw me with my white cane and allowed me to touch some of the vases and tables in a standing chandelier. I was the envy of everyone around me. Our train journey from St. Petersburg to Moscow was on a train called the Red Arrow. Not quite the speed of the Red Arrows as we know them in the UK, and totally different. The walls and the curtains were all velveteen. The beds were as comfortable as train beds can be in this lovely little compartment just for the two of us. Every Russian train, on every carriage, there's a lady who's called a provodnik. I guess an attendant would be the English equivalent, but so much more. She would take our tickets and passports when getting onto the train, make sure our cabins were clean, make sure the toilets were clean, and really, really importantly, she would make sure that the hot water samovar on every carriage was filled with boiling water. One important addition that Annie and I took along on this journey was we bought a small bottle of cranberry-flavored vodka. Arriving into Moscow and seeing the giant Stalinist architecture in its wedding cake style with layer upon layer of these enormous buildings, it was quite amazing. The buildings all around Moscow are enormous. When they cover a city block, it's not a block that you can walk in a minute. It's a block that takes 5 minutes to walk. And of course, the infamous Red Square with St. Basil's Cathedral and its onion domes against a beautiful blue sky. There's another train journey that we went on that is not part of the Trans-Siberian Express, but is called Stalin's People's Museum, and that's the metro stations, because not only are they way, way deeper than any other metro in the world, standing on the escalator can take quite a number of minutes to get up or down. The walls and the sculptures and the mosaics, it's a museum of its own, and the only challenge you have is knowing that you're getting off at the right stop, because the Cyrillic Russian writing means you have to sort of play with the patterns to hope that you're getting off at the right place. We had such a great time in Moscow. The people were friendly, the food was delicious, supermarkets were brilliant, and being train travelers, supermarkets are incredibly important, and we filled our basket with herrings and salads and all sorts of Russian delicacies. The next leg of our train journey was to Yekaterinburg. Our driver didn't really understand e-tickets, and he was really concerned that we were not going to be allowed on the train, but we convinced him otherwise, and off we went to our first-class cabin. And every stop along the way, there were people selling their wares, ranging in items from the bizarre to the ridiculous, chandeliers and stuffed squirrels, I kid you not. We were covering a distance of 1,668 kilometers on this leg, which would take us 25 hours and 25 minutes. Now, there are 11 time zones across Russia, and incredibly, the trains run pretty within 2 minutes of time. All time on trains and in train stations was set to Moscow time. It could get a bit confusing because you'd have to have two watches with you at all times. I read that in 2018, they changed it to local time at all the train stations. Obviously, people were missing too many trains. Two of the attractions we were really keen to see in Yekaterinburg were, first of all, the Euro-Asia border, where you could actually go and stand with one foot in Europe and the other in Asia. The other place we visited was a monastery built at the mineshaft where the Romanovs were thrown into. Quite a poignant place to be. The positive of that was they had the most delicious homemade fruit pies filled with strawberry jam called pierogies. Oh, delicious. Our next train was departing at 1 a.m. to 3,375 kilometers for our next leg. More than 48 hours, this would take us through Siberia. Our destination was Irkutsk. Irkutsk is in the middle of Siberia at Lake Baikal, the deepest freshwater lake in the world. We were spending a few days on the island where I would be celebrating my birthday. I was taken out on my birthday on a tour around the island in a private jeep. Fresh fish caught that morning was cooked over the fire for lunch, and salads and greens were served that were taken from the garden of our host. Of course, we toasted my birthday with local plum wine and vodka actually made from Lake Baikal. I learned very quickly that in Russia, don't move your glass, because once you touch your glass, it's a signal that you have to all drink. We ended lunch with delicious Russian berry tea and cakes. The day was ended with a local sauna complete with branches with leaves on the end to slap across our backs. What an experience. In 6 short hours, we were back in Moscow and at the end of an epic journey on the Trans-Siberian Express. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.